Most Australians can't remember a time when we didn't have universal healthcare, by which I mean that we as a nation provide high-quality healthcare regardless of ability to pay, at least in hospitals, if not always in the community. First introduced as Medibank by the Whitlam government, then progressively dismantled until it was reintroduced as Medicare in 1984 by the Hawke government. Well, last week, the co-designer of both schemes died. His name was John Deeble, born in Wimmera in Victoria, left school at 15, yet became a leading economist who worked initially at the University of Melbourne and then at the Australian National University. Someone who knew John Deeble well was the health minister who brought in Medicare, Neil Blewett, who's on the line now. Welcome back to the Health Report, Neil. It's been a while.
Been a while, Norman, yes.
What was John Deeble's vision?
Well, I think that he recognised, or he and Scotton originally recognised very clearly that the best solution to access problems in the Australian health system was to go for a system of public health insurance. We weren't able to go down the British path because of the civil conscription of doctors provision in the Constitution. So that path was closed to us, and it was Deeble and Scotton who came up with a proposal for a public health insurance system known originally as Medibank.
Dick Scotton being the person you're talking about.
Yes.
So how far from the vision that you took up in 1984 was it from Deeble's vision, or was it in Deeble and Scotton's vision that you implemented?
Well, it was very much the Deeble-Scotton vision. After Whitlam fell from power and the Medibank scheme was finally undermined by Fraser, there was considerable argument into the Labor Party which way we should go. And it was primarily Bill Hayden, John Deeble, and to a lesser extent myself, that persuaded the party that we should rebuild Medibank. That is, basically, we should use the model that had been provided to Whitlam in the late 1960s.
And you've no doubt been observing since. You're a political scientist. How far is Medicare now with all the changes? And it has to be said it has bipartisan support now, at least it seems so, from what you implemented in 1984?
Well, first of all, it has survived, but I think in recent years, and John would be the first to have commented on this, it's been rather subtly undermined by the efforts to build up private health insurance. I mean, the original vision in Medicare, when it was introduced, was that private health insurance would supplement Medicare, cover the things that Medicare did not cover. But what has happened in the last decade has been, as I say, a subtle undermining, whereby there have been governmental efforts, not that successful, but they've constantly tried to prop up private health insurance so that in some ways there is a danger of it becoming an alternative to Medicare. That is, if you've got private health insurance, you tend to use that system. If you've only got Medicare, only basic cover, then you've got the other system. It's not as clear as that yet, but that is the kind of two-tier system that there are signs of developing.
And would that have troubled John Deeble?
It certainly troubled him, and many of my last conversations with him were about this matter, because he had always argued against there being one system for the well-off and another system for the less well-off.
He was accused of being an ideologue at the time, particularly by the AMA. I mean, you had open warfare with the AMA. Was he an ideologue?
No, not at all. I mean, he was very much a professional health economist, one of the first of his tribe. Health economy is a relatively late discipline. And he was governed by, above all, by the facts and the evidence. And everything he did was based on evidence and statistics. I mean, I've just recently read perhaps his last major lecture, Chalmers oration he gave, I think, in 2009, and all of his qualities, the objectivity, the use of evidence, looking at the facts. It's very unfair to describe as an ideologue.
And, of course, he helped to set up other academic institutions in terms of the study of health services.
That's right. A major contribution in Canberra. And he wasn't just a single ideas man. He's done some very interesting work on better ways to work out how we can depreciate hospital buildings, capital equipment in hospitals, a very important issue, and there's been a lot of problems with it. And he did a lot of very fine work, I think, in developing a better system of depreciation of those assets.
Neil, thank you very much for joining us. I think his funeral service is this Friday.
Yeah, and I hope to be there because it's a great loss to health policy in this country.
Neil Blewett, who was the health minister in the Hawke government, which brought in Medicare in 1984.